Senate will come to order. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Roll call for Wednesday, February 23rd. Barnard?
Here.
Bebout?
Here.
Burns?
Here.
Case?
Here.
Christensen?
Here.
Coe?
Here.
Cooper?
Here.
Dockstader?
Here.
Driscoll?
Here.
Emmerich?
Here.
Esquibel?
Here.
Geis?
Here.
Hastert?
Here.
Hicks?
Here.
Hines?
Here.
Jennings?
Here.
Johnson?
Here.
Landon? Martin,
here.
Meyer, Nicholas, Nutting,
here.
Perkins,
here.
Peterson,
here.
Ross,
here.
Rothbus,
here.
Schiffer,
here.
Scott,
here.
Von Flatern,
here.
President Anderson,
here.
Meyer,
here.
Nicholas,
excuse.
29 present, 1 excused.
Prayer by Reverend Robinson.
Another beautiful day in Wyoming, a good reason to turn our hearts to God with thanks and praise. Let us pray. Most holy God, whose presence fills time and space and whose breath fills our being, we open our souls to you, allowing you into the depths of our need. We welcome you there, for our need is great. And your willingness to meet our need is strong. Almighty God, whose power is loving, whose gifts are plentiful, and whose compassion is vast, hear our prayers. We seek healing for many suffer from disease and brokenness. We seek peace for many encounter violence and death. We seek justice for those whose actions cause tears, and we seek mercy knowing that we have caused tears too. Creator God, who created us to share in caring for your world and each other, and who creates in us the gifts and the strength to do so, we seek your grace to encourage us to love freely and fearlessly, to seek your wisdom, to see broadly and deeply, and to seek your guidance to make clear the path. Loving God, we pray to you in our need, and seeking you, may we find you. Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Reading clerk will please read the Journal Committee report.
Mr. President, your Journal Committee reports that the Journal of February the 22nd, 2011, has been read and recommends that it be approved. Senator Nutting, Chairman.
Are there any objections? There being none, the report is adopted. Our doctor for the day is Catherine Steinkraft. Dr. Steinkraft is from Cheyenne. Nurses for the day are Peggy Bazinson and Bev Jensen, both from the Wyoming State Hospital in Evanston. On this day in Wyoming history, in 1969, Governor Stan Hathaway signed a bill instituting the severance tax. On this day in U.S. history, in 1821, the Philadelphia College of Apothecaries was established and was the first pharmacy college in the United States. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special guest with us this morning. After 24 years of service to the people of Wyoming as a physician and a community leader, John Barrasso was sworn into the United States Senate in 2007. He was elected to the Wyoming Senate in 2002. He was reelected again in 2006. During his tenure in the Wyoming legislature, he served as the chairman of Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs Committee. He was also a member of the Labor, Health, and Social Service Committee and the Minerals Business Economic Development Committee. Barrasso is known as Wyoming's doctor for his work as the medical director of the Wyoming Health Fairs and for his television and radio reports and newspaper columns providing Wyoming's residents with important health information. He is currently serving on the Senate's Energy and Natural Resources Committee the Environment and Public Works Committee, and the Indian Affairs Committee, and the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Please join me in welcoming home United States Senator John Barrasso.
Well, it is. Thank you. Thank you. Bill, I hope you have that desk cleaned up. It is great to be home in the Wyoming State Senate, a place where I sat for 5 years and where I learned how to legislate. And it's just always wonderful to be back home and to be joined by somebody I think most of you know, the love of my life, Bobby Brown Barrasso. Bobby. You know, so Bobby and I still come back each year. We come home just about every weekend, but every year we're here at the Capitol for the Race for the Cure, because as you know, Bobby's a breast cancer survivor, and every year it seems that the one team that wins, not because we run fast, but because so many people sign up, is the Wyoming legislative team. And, so thank you for continuing to do that for all of us. It's fascinating because we continue, Mike and Cynthia and I, working together. Continue to say Wyoming gets it right, Washington gets it wrong, as we look at this $14 trillion debt that the country's facing. And now we have all signed on to do what Wyoming does, and we want to get a balanced budget amendment on the Constitution of the United States. That's what they need to do in Washington. I keep close tabs with all of you. I still get my daily updates because I have my same email address from when I was in the legislature. And so I got my email last night from Sniffen from the Wyoming Education Association giving me the updates on what was going on, so I can keep an eye on what's happening here. But the bottom line is everybody in this room, you know, you represent the vision and the values of the people of Wyoming, and you give it voice every day here in Cheyenne. And that's why we just wanted to be here to thank you for doing the job that you do, protecting the great resources of the state, which are our families, our communities, and our land. And what Mike and I and Cynthia try to do every day is, you know, you get up every day here and you say, what can I do to make life better for the people of Wyoming? I wake up every day in Washington and I say, what do I have to stop today so the people in Washington don't make it tougher on the lives of the people of Wyoming? And so much in the lessons from here, from being on the Minerals Committee at one point, and then the chairman of the Transportation Committee, Charlie's Committee, where I learned more about health care than I did in 25 years practicing orthopedic surgery. The great lessons, they're the things I talk about in Washington. And we know we're so blessed in Wyoming. We're an energy state. And we talk about energy security for our country, environmental stewardship, which we do beautifully well, as well as economic growth. And you need all three. We need all three of those. And I think we've got it right with a balance for 120 years here. The other is the health care, and I know you've been grappling with that, as the country has, with the health care law. I've introduced a bill that says let states make those decisions, and it's called the State Health Care Choice Act, to give states a right to opt out of the individual mandate, the employer mandate, all the Medicaid mandates and expenses. But the bottom line is Bobby and I, our phone number's still in the phone book. We still get home every weekend. We're here today, going to Wheatland after this. We're in Casper at the chili cook-off last week. We're heading to western Wyoming for the rest of the weekend. So, Leland, I'll be in your district while you'll be here. But any way we can be helpful, we want to be helpful. And I know that you're starting early, so I don't want to go on and on, but if there are things that we can do, we have offices around the state for you, for your constituents, and ways that you think I can do a better job fighting for the people of Wyoming, I'm ready to continue the fight. Your delegation's ready to continue the fight. And as John McCain said, as we were traveling recently, he was introducing me to someone in another country. He said, John Barrasso is a senator from Wyoming, one of the most beautiful states in the United States. We are blessed with an incredible state, with incredible beauty and incredible resources. And I know under your leadership, it's going to continue that way for another 120 years of statehood. Thanks so much for welcoming me back home today. Thank you.
with Senator Barrasso on behalf of the Wyoming Legislature. We wish you continued success serving Wyoming in the United States Senate, and we thank you once again for traveling to Cheyenne to visit with us again today. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, the Majority Party will caucus in the Corporations Committee meeting room to consider appointments by the Governor.
Senate will caucus at this time. Okay, before we caucus, Senator Esquivel. Just a minute, Senator Esquivel. Go ahead.
Democrats will caucus right up here at the same time. Thank you.
Both the majority and the minority parties will caucus at this time. I guess we're all shut up.